It's a funny old thing, and it's sort of obvious, but it's kind of weird too. But you take your body with you wherever you go. You can't get away from it. These feet are the same ones bringing me here this morning. They're the same ones that were running down the coastal walkway yesterday afternoon. And here they are now. And the scar on my arm proves that this is the same arm that was injected with TB vaccine 33 years ago when I was a newborn baby and my arm was about this long. And this this hand, this is the same hand that I used when I stirred my first batch of chocolate fudge, I hate to think, probably 25 years ago. And it's the same hand I used to make tea last night. You take your body with you wherever you go. You can't get away from it. And I think Paul the Apostle really understood that when he said in what is one of my favourite verses of the Bible, and I make no apology that it's not the first time I've preached on it, in Romans 12:1, because I think it is absolutely crucial and foundational for life following Jesus as a Christian in the 21st century. Paul said, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is true worship." And I really like how Eugene Peterson translates that verse in the Message Bible. Same verse, slightly different expression. He says, "So here's what I want you to do. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Your body is your life. Your life is your body. You take your body with you wherever you go." So when Paul tells us to offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, this is clearly a 24/7 proposition. Anything you do with your body, anywhere it goes, that is to be given to God. So this last 12 months, we've been focusing at West on developing and fostering and encouraging a 7-day faith where God is integrated into everything we do, everywhere our body takes us. So what I'd like you to do in a minute is to think about all of the things you do in your 7-day life. All of the places that your feet take you during the week. All of the people who your arms hug. All of the tasks that your hands do in 7 days. Alright? This is the job. And I'd like you to write or draw those things on our little tramper. What are some of the places that your feet take you during the week? Polly? Huh? Up the mountain, that's right. Some people's feet take them up the mountain quite regularly. Where else? School. And Sid goes to school too, not just the kids. Church. Work. Home. School. To the park. Claudia? On holidays. Shania? Walking, your feet take you walking, awesome. To the squash court, oh, go well. Mouse?
We just have one called taxi.
Taxi. Your feet on the accelerator pedal, take your teenagers everywhere they go. What have you got, Carl? Swimming, your feet take you swimming, that's right. Levi?
Beach.
To the beach? You go all sorts of places, you guys. Okay, so next one. Who do your arms hug during the week? And who are some of the people that are important to you in your life? Let's hear some names.
Claudia.
My arms hug Claudia too. Who else? Well, I'm just going to trust that you are thinking about those people in your mind. Polly? Your mum? Yeah, awesome. Okay, kids, next question. If you've got kids with you, make sure that they're nice and focused, because this is something they can participate in. Oh, I see a hand, Lita. So I need everybody to be quiet so we can hear Lita. Kids? Shh. Lita, what are some of the things you do? You go on your bikes. That's awesome. My question is, what else do you do with your hands during the week? What are some of the tasks that you do? Adults? Kids?
Eating.
Amber? Dishes. Lots of them. Qualisha? Knitting. Awesome. Claudie? Baking. Levi? Clearing the table. That's very helpful. 10 points to Levi. Mark? I can't hear Mark. What did you say, Mark? The laundry. Lots of that every day. Mouse?
Hugging the dog.
Hugging the dog. Oh, Matt?
Drinking coffee.
Who else drinks coffee? Yeah, a few people. Yeah. So, oh, Sela. Last one. Everybody down so we can hear Sela? Picking vegetables from the garden. I like it. Now, Paul says to the church in Rome, so here's what I want you to do. To God helping you, of course, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around, clearing the table, hugging the dog, driving your kids around, life, and what? Place it before God as an offering. We are called, as followers of Jesus, to live one life. One whole life, where every part of our lives is given to God, to be used as part of our team responsibility to make this world something a bit more like heaven, to work together as a team, West Baptist Church, so that every part of our life, everywhere our bodies go and take us, every part of our life is relevant and is holy even. Because, you know, you guys, all of us here, we have this amazing privilege of having the Holy Spirit living inside us, so that everywhere we go, we are not just our bodies. We are carriers of God's Holy Spirit, which means that everything we do and touch can be holy, if only we will remember it. Do you know Martin Luther, when he was reforming the church 500 years ago, he and his friends fought and argued for the priesthood of all believers. Now, he wasn't abolishing the priesthood. He was abolishing the laity, the people sitting in the pews. He was saying, we are all priests. The priesthood of all believers, not no believers. You and I, we are priests to each other and to this world. And we carry the sacred everywhere we go. Every place that our bodies take us can be part of our work in the world, if only we will remember it. So, kids, on a Monday lunchtime, when your feet take you towards a kid in your class who is lonely and you are nice to them, you are doing Jesus' work in this world. You are being part of the West Baptist team making the world a better place. Cooks, when your hands on a Wednesday night make tea for people who God loves, and then you spend some time rinsing off the mucky plates afterwards, these are Jesus' hands in the sink. Jesus came to us as a servant, and you are continuing his work to keep this world ticking over. Those of you on a hot Thursday afternoon who are sitting at a computer writing emails or accounts or reports or invoices, you have Jesus' blessing on your fingers and your typing as you do your bit to build relationships and build infrastructure to keep the world going, doing God's work to serve the world. Everything we do is holy if we can only remember it. So what's in my backpack? What's in my backpack, do I hear you ask?
What's in your backpack?
I'm glad you asked, Mouse. Now, I will need an assistant to find out what's in my backpack. And there's someone who should definitely be the assistant today, because it's a special day for him. There's someone who is turning 6 years old today. So I think I need a six-year-old helper. So, Millen, can you come and help me out? I need to find out what's in my backpack. Awesome. Give me five. Happy birthday, Millen. Good to have you with us. What's in my backpack is a whole bunch of things that can help us, because we are part of the West Baptist team, things that we can take with us through the week in our backpacks to help us remember that all of our life is sacred and important to God. So first, I want you to look at the backpack on your piece of paper. Hopefully it's empty. And I'd like you to take one silent minute to write down some things that you think might be in my backpack, things that, because you are part of this team at West Baptist, they will help you during the week. All right, one silent minute, make a couple of guesses. And made some guesses? Let's find out. So if you have kids with you, make sure their attention is pointed here, because we're guessing what's in the bag, and Millen is going to reveal all. No, Millen's going to tell us. Okay, so Millen, what can you see? Can you take things out of the bag? What have we got here? We've got a box of eggs. Why is this in my bag? Because we can help each other in practical ways. Leanne, for instance, gives and sells eggs around the church, because we can help each other in practical ways through the week, can't we? To have, you know, better lives. We have a food basket that people give to during on Sundays, and then we can distribute as people need it. So there are practical ways that we can help each other being part of the team. What else is in here, Mills? You can put that on the ground. What can you see? What about this? Can you hold this up?
Paper.
Yeah, it's a piece of paper and it's got some special writing on it. What does it say? Can anyone else read it out? You hold it up so everyone can read it for you. What does it say? .org.nz. So this is our church website. There's stuff that goes up on the website almost every week to help us in our 7-day journey. So do check it out. What else have we got in here? You can just pop it on the ground. Great. We've got a book. This is the Jesus Storybook Bible. If you have kids in your care, then there are all sorts of resources that we can help you with to help you to help your kids to know that they are following Jesus 7 days a week. This is one of them. Pop it on the ground. What do we got here?
DVD.
A DVD. On a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, you could head over to the Cannell's house and watch a movie with a whole bunch of other people as a way of helping us to find God in interesting places through the week, like when we watch movies. We have a communion tray, because every month at West, pop that on the ground, we share communion with each other as a visible sign of God's presence with us and fuel for the next 7 days, the next journey, taking in God's body and blood to get strengthen us through the rest of our weeks. What do we got here? This is a CD case for the Bible Experience. So down the back, we always have available CDs of the Bible being read by Hollywood actors if you'd like to have a bit more Bible in your life. We have all sorts of resources at the church that you can borrow. One of the resources is a reflection that's going to be on the communion table at morning tea that might help you this week to live your life for God every 7 days of it. There will be a few more of those. What's this? Who's got one of these at home? Yeah, it's the church phone book. It's a reminder that we've got a whole lot of friends in our church who we can call during the week, people who can support us in everything that we do. So that's pretty awesome. And we have things like these. All sorts of Sundays, we have different visual things that we can take home to remind us during the week of things that we have learned or talked about or thought about on a Sunday. And you've got one of them in your hand right now. So this can go home and be put on your fridge, on the fridge door, to remind you during the week of what you've done on Sunday. And the last thing I have. Thanks, Mills, you're doing a great job. Hold that up. What's this? It's a map of where? New Plymouth. Can you all look at that wall and see a map? Have a look. So this map has a whole lot of drawing pins on it that stand for the different places that our feet take us during the week if you're part of West Baptist. We've had a lot of new people join us lately, so we need to do some updating. So after the service is finished, Lisa here has all of the colour-coded, one of our newest members, has all of the colour-coded drawing pins. So you can put a pin on the map to say you belong to West and this is where you spend your time during the week. Home, work, school, hobbies, all that kind of stuff. So we'd like to invite everybody who is not currently represented on the map to put one in at morning tea time. There are lots of ways to be reminded that you are part of a team here. Lots of things to help you float during the week, to be reminded that you're not in this alone. So let's go to it this week. Over to you, Gary, to close our time together. Thanks, Mills. Great job.